This is Ozarks at Large. For years, food waste generated at the University of Arkansas had one fate.
It goes to the landfill, straight to the landfill.
That's Zoe Teague, an honors college student at the University of Arkansas. Thanks to a project she helped shepherd through the university system, food waste no longer travels from the university to the landfill. Instead, the waste will be hauled to a pair of large green tubs on the university farm.
Food waste from all the dining halls on campus, so Bruff, the Quad, and Pomfret, will come to the earth tubs and be composted and then be returned to campus.
Delivery trucks will pick up food waste a certain number of times each week, depending on volume. The routes are already established since cooking oil is taken from the food halls to be converted into biodiesel. This is no small achievement. Zoe Teague says about half of the volume of waste transported from campus to the landfill is food waste. So turning that waste into compost will significantly reduce the trash stream. Zoe says she began a feasibility study on composting food waste from campus with five other students and Jenny Pop, a professor of agricultural economics and agribusiness at the university. When that team discovered two so-called earth tubs, large barrel-like contraptions used to turn the food waste into compost at Boston Mountain Solid Waste and Recycling, the project became Zoe's senior thesis. She admits she didn't think that before she graduated, she would have helped set up a food waste composting program for the entire university.
No, I didn't. I didn't think we'd be composting our food waste ourselves. At the time, we focused a lot of our efforts on contracting out our food waste, so having pig farmers come and pick it up. That's what a lot of schools in the Northeast just contract all their food waste out to some sort of other entity, and they don't even have to deal with it. Which is a lot easier than doing it yourself. But when we stumbled across these, the idea of really closing that circle was a lot better. So we decided to try to pursue these and turn it into my thesis project and had to get a whole bunch of funding together. And it's really exciting.
The food waste will be hauled to the UA farm and then will be fed into the earth tubs through a hatch on top. There is science involved here. There has to be the right mixture of food waste to bulking agent inside the tub to get proper compost.
The ideal bulking agent is sawdust. And so we have the right ratio of sawdust to raw food waste, depending on the moisture contents, into the earth tubs. And then walk around this way to the auger motor. And
so
it's a three-phase motor that has an auger that sticks down into the middle of the tubs, and it can move forwards and backwards. And you can also be pushed all the way around to make sure that you have enough air inside the compost. So oxygen is really important for the microorganisms to break down food waste into and turn it into a valuable soil amendment.
The auger motor keeps the material turning, and the insulated tubs will allow microbial activity to warm up the mixture. Each tub can take between 45 and 150 pounds a day. At the end of about a 25-day cycle, a hatch on the side of the tub can be opened.
Compost will be shoveled out, and it needs to go to one more location to cure for about 20 to 40 more days, depending on the moisture content again. And then it's ready to be sprinkled out on soil beds or out on the research plots or out on our landscaping out on campus.
Zoe says the composting process is simpler since the food waste is pulped at the dining halls and much of the moisture is removed before the waste arrives at the UA farm. The moisture that does remain and is removed at the farm, called leachate, will not be a problem for the farm, nor will exhaust created by the composting. A series of pipes from the tubs to a bin means the exercise should be odorless. Zoe understandably feels proud of the facility, formally dedicated by university officials yesterday, but says there could even be less waste transported to the farm.
It's also a little distressing to know that the 90% of that food waste is food that we put on our plates and just don't eat. And so I think a lot of this could be generated towards a habitual change in students to be more aware of what they're putting on their plates and the importance of eating what they get and not getting what they're not going to eat. So hopefully we can also start to push that campaign as well.
Zoe Teague is also including a cost-benefit analysis and business plan in her honors thesis so other colleges and universities can explore the possibility of doing something similar on their campus. This is Ozarks at Large.